Hello and welcome to the How Not to Screw Up Your Kids podcast, the bucket emptying episodes. So pour yourself a cuppa, find a comfy seat and enjoy the conversation. I'm your host, Dr. Mary Hand, psychologist and parenting expert. And in today's bucket emptying episode, I want to share my simple 1 minute welcome rule. And I've was just been thinking about those sort of, my children are that bit older now, but I was remembering those days of picking them up from school, picking them up from nursery, picking them up when they'd been with their grandparents, whatever it might be, or maybe even for me returning back home after work when they've, you know, been at home in the school holidays, whatever it might be and whatever age your children are, the 1 minute welcome rule is going to be super, super helpful. And this is simply just an acknowledgement to you first as the adult and then to your children. So let's just talk about it from the perspective of you as an adult, because you can use the 1 minute welcome rule if you've got tiny, tiny babies. So they're not even vocal, they're not saying anything, but we have to start modeling it. And you can, the same principle applies for our older children and our teens. But in essence, that 1 minute welcome rule simply states that when you step over as the adult, that threshold of stepping from whatever it was that you were, whether that's the car into the house, the car to the school playground, the car to nursery or the road, whatever it might be, that you're making that transition to then meeting your, being returned and reunited with your children. The 1 minute welcome rule is simply for those first 60 seconds, for that first 1 minute, you are greeting your children as if they are a long lost friend, but a very dear friend that you haven't seen for ages, your dear children that you haven't seen for a long time. So it really is adopting, and it may well be you've just nipped out for a little bit, 20 minutes, and you've come back. But that 1 minute welcome rule is a really crucial part of making sure that when you re-engage with your children, when you come back, that you begin by being supremely present. And the reason why this trick works so brilliantly is that that's usually the time that our children are probably filled with lots of kind of questions or discussions. Or if we've got we've got small babies and toddlers, that's when they need our time most. Now, as a parent, you may well be thinking, oh, do you know what, Mary Hamm, when I'm coming back into that, I just want to get on with things, or I just want to sit down and have a cup of tea or whatever it is. The idea, though, is if you can invest and be present for that 1 minute welcome, you will find that it sets the scene, it sets the stage and allows the further transition to be much smoother. So that's how we model it specifically as parents. Let's think about it. Let's say now if we've actually got older children, maybe we've got children that are school age or even older teens. Then we not only want to be modeling the 1 minute welcome rule, but we want to be extending and expanding that rule to our children so that they can understand what does that mean. And this is a really helpful way, particularly when we've got children that have just come back from school. They're tired, they're exhausted, they've got all sorts of things. Maybe we've got a family coming back together. We've got siblings that could be niggly because they're tired. If we all adopt the 1 minute welcome rule, we're all stepping over that threshold, whether that's a physical threshold, psychological or metaphorical, when we are literally stepping from one sort of situation into another. So this could be, the 1 minute welcome rule could be exactly the same for your teen who's been upstairs in their bedroom, streaming on their phone, watching something, doing their homework. That threshold for them is going from their room to the family. And so that's where the 1 minute welcome rule is applied. So we can apply it in any scenario where we are transitioning from one scenario to the next. And it's about being really intentional and being really present around, I was doing this. Now I'm coming into a space that is not just about me. It's a space that includes my family. It's the space that includes my children. It's a space that includes my baby, whatever it might be. And I want to make sure that that first minute I am present and I am intentional in my actions. And that has a huge benefit in terms of us as the parent, because we then step into that scenario much more intentionally and we're much more present And therefore, if our children need us, they can see that we're open and receptive. And the second part of that is that it sets a tone that usually means the squabbles, the sort of tantrums, the challenges, the difficulties, the vying for attention through poorer choices is usually mitigated, because instead what we've done is we've said, right, this is it. We're all being intentional. I'm being intentional as your parent, and each one of us within the family are being intentional as we transition from one space to another space, from the outside to the inside, from the inside to the outside, from one room to another. Now, obviously, I'm not suggesting that every time you go into a room that you then redo the 1 minute welcome rule, but you will get a sense for how best to do this within your family. And of course, I'm proposing this as a really great bucket emptying tool. And then you adapt it, you take it, you run with it, you modify it how best it might work within your family. But it's a really great intentional tool that we can use as parents as a reminder. I'm now stepping into this. And you may find that actually you start using this, the 1 minute welcome rule, and you get super intentional in how you engage, how you walk and present and become present within those situations. And because our children are much more likely to do what they see than what we say, is that then makes it easier once we've got a handle of it and we've been practicing it and we've been using it and our children have noticed that difference, then what we can then do is look at then expanding that as part of our usual Sunday family meeting. You may have noticed that over the last 3 weeks when I've come back from work, or I've picked you up from school, or I've picked you up from judo, or I've picked you up from the nursery or the childminder. Obviously, when our children are younger, we can have less of those conversations, but we can then get really intentional with our children. So look, you might have noticed this, and I found it has been really helpful. And now we're going to adopt this 1 minute welcome rule across the whole family. And you can play around with it, and you can practice it. You can see how long 60 seconds, you can help your children understand how long 60 seconds is. And whilst 1 minute doesn't seem like a long time at all, actually, once we start doing it, and we start implementing it, and we start practicing it, we do notice, and particularly for our children, it's quite a long time, but it's a really great way to move away from autopilot, our usual habits of maybe coming in, plonking things down, and then just getting on with things. And what we're simply doing instead is giving ourselves permission to make sure that we take that very first minute to welcome our children, to welcome that intention to be present before we then move on. And the impact on your children will be mind-blowing. And that's where it'd be really helpful to make a note. Doesn't have to be a long diary, just a few notes as to what happens. What do you notice in terms of what your children say, how they behave, how it might impact sibling dynamics, how it might impact you, and how all of these things feel, just simply by adopting that 1 minute welcome rule. So I hope you find that useful, and please do feedback. Let me know how you get on with it, how you've used it, how you've adapted and modified it for your family. As ever, if you enjoy the bucket emptying episodes, or all of the episodes of the How Not to Screw Up Your Kids podcast, I would be so grateful. It does so much in terms of allowing other parents to find this podcast and to hear the advice and the tips that you often rave and tell me that you love and find really, really helpful. So I would be eternally grateful. Literally takes a moment to rate, review, and follow this podcast so that others can find us and we can spread the love. So until next time.